day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find out you're alone. Because I'll be gone, 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 really gone. No, 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 because you've done me wrong. Everyone that you meet, baby, as you walk down the street, baby, will ask you why you're walking all alone. Why you're on your own. Just say I'm gone, really gone. No, 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 'cause you've done me wrong.
Well, hi there, folks. You're with Mr. Q.
And if you change your way, baby, you might get me to stay, baby. You better hurry up if you don't want to be alone, or I'll be gone. Gone, 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 really gone. No, 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 'cause you've done me wrong.
Well, with you till 9 o'clock here. Yes, it's the, 7th of February in 2015. Hasta las 9 con vosotros, y hoy vamos a tener un poco de información e historia sobre el garage rock de los años 60 de los Estados Unidos. Yeah, a little bit about psychedelic garage rock from the 60s in the US. Simple but raw, you know, just like Mr. Q.
Well, some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find out you're alone. 'Cause I'll be gone. Gone, 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 really gone, no, 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 'cause you've done me wrong.
And a big shout goes out to all the listeners out there, un gran abrazo a los oyentes del foro musical de Mr. Kiao, Kiao, Kiao. Special shout goes out to Sassy and Road Dog, tuning in 107.5 all the way from cold, cold, cold London. Tuning into a little bit of a garage rock here, psyche rock, you know what I mean, from the 60s, yes, simple. But as they say, a raw form of rock and roll created by a number of American bands in the mid-60s, inspired by the British invasion, like the Beatles, the Kinks, and the Rolling Stones. These Midwestern American groups played a variation on British invasion rock. And since they were usually young and amateurish, just like me, the results were much cruder than their inspirations. That's what it made so exciting. Well, most of them played three chords, know what I mean? Bashing their guitars and growling their vocals in all sorts of ways. Well, the garage bands were the first wave of do-it-yourself punk rockers, actually. So they say hundreds of garage bands popped up around the States. And a handful of them, the Shadows of Night, the Camp Five, the Seeds, the Stardells. They all have a few little hits, but most were destined for obscurity. So that's why we thought, you know, we'd be playing a little bit of this. 1966, Paddy's Groove. Much more here until 9 o'clock in the Foro Musical de Mr. Kiao, Kiao, Kiao.
Cuando vamos a la playa, escuchamos a Mr. Kiao.
Richie, Would you do me a favor and eat my pussy for me, please?
Sure.
Okay, guys, well, tuning in here to the Benders, 107.5 FM. Can't Tame Me, yes, Devilish Dames, what would we do without them? The Benders were the first rock and roll band in the town of Menomonee. Why'd I say Menomonee? And clearly, very seriously, judging the extreme rocking nature of Can't Tame Me. Tame Me on Big Sound Records, May 1966. And this is to warm you up, guys. Because it's freaking cold in the UK.
Now, pay close attention to this stereo phenomenon. The stereo groove which follows this announcement contains two separate programs of music, which sound like this when played together at the same time by the same stylus in the same group.
Turn it on! Turn it on! Turn it on! Yes, I know you can! Turn it on! Turn it on! Turn it on! Never be afraid! Don't play the edge against the middle. That ain't saying nothing, you know. Love me a lot, not just a little. Come on over here and let yourself go. I've got a need for your kisses. Got a want just to hold your hand. Got it bad for you, baby. Don't you know I'm just a man? Turn it on, turn it on, turn it on. I know you can. Turn it on. Down on me, you can make my darkness bright. Come on now, girl, can't you see? I got a need for your kisses. Got a warm just to grip your hand. Got it bad for you, baby. Don't you know I'm just a man?
Well, turning on here, 1965, garage folk from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Also on Thrash Records, original 45. Well, the garage rock is a term retrospectively applied to a style of pop music that emerged in the United States and Canada also. And also some of it in Australia. The Bad Roads, Blue Girl.
At the gate of the stars, one will frown. What's the way that I sung my song? Oh, could it be the way I treated her? Please tell me, cause everything's such a blur.
a blue, blue girl. She's a blue, blue girl.
All right.
She's a groovy chick with a way out style. When she's all jazz, she's really wild. But this girl has had the chance. So instead of crying, she better learn to dance. She's a blue, blue girl. She's a blue, blue girl.
All right, baby.
So I pack my bags and I'm moving on. Before long, girl, I'll be gone. So blue girl, you better move out of my way. I can't kick off to you someday. Yeah, you're blue, blue, yeah. You're blue, 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 yeah. So blue, baby. You're blue, blue.
FM, the Bad Roads we just tuned into from Lake Charles, Louisiana, founded in 1965. And this one's from Louisville, early 60s or so. The Carnations. Garage rock is a term retrospectively applied, really. The name derives from the perception that many groups were young amateurs who often rehearsed in a family garage. And during the 60s, it was not really recognized as a separate music genre, had no specific name, really. Except that in 1972, the compilation album Nuggets did much to define and memorize this style. Deriving a little bit from the surfers' sound also, and also related to the contemporary psychedelic rock. Distorted guitars, fuzz boxes, surfing music, and British beat music. All this motivated thousands of such bands in the US and Canada, also Australia and the UK during that era. And hundreds produced regional hits, and a handful had national chart hits also. Pues seguimos aquí en el foro musical de Mr. Q con el Garage Psychedelic Rock Bands of the 60s. The Eyes, I'm Rode Out.
Sweet coat and a soul like fire. You got all you want, you couldn't be no higher. Said you bend the town like you're a queen. There ain't no place that you've not been. But I'm rode out, yeah, I'm rode out with you. Said I'm rode out, yeah, I'm rode out with you. Said I'm rode out, yeah, I'm rode out with you. You don't want love, you want the thrill. Worry about a bill. Cause you don't take money, you do it for kicks. And one day you're gonna get in a fix. with you. Said I'm rode out. Yeah, I'm rode out with you. Said I'm rode out. Yeah, I'm rode out with you. Gonna find a girl in another town. I said maybe she won't bring me down.
Well, whilst we're tuning into the Eyes here from Australia, I've got to plug in Chubby Lama Management. Yes, from London in the UK, Hertfordshire also. Chubby Lama Management. Dynamic new music management company with a passion for discovering and developing unique musical talent, headed by Alan Whitehead and Sassy Langford. So there. Only in El Foro Musical de Mr. Q, 107.5 FM. And we continue with the garage psychedelic rock bands, The Haunted, 1966.
On a foggy night, I saw a young girl standing under a lamp. Her face was pale and her skirt was fat. Had a $5 bill, I felt alright.
Well, The Haunted were a garage rock band from Montreal, Quebec, in Canada.
If I had my call, I would go for a drive. I had no call, but I had my vow. I walked over to her and said, oh, what's your name? My name's Mary Jane. I live down the lane, all right.
Well, formed by Jürgen Peter on the guitar in 1965 and went on to release several records before finally disbanding in 1971. They were among the first Canadian bands to achieve a level of success in their musical genre.
I looked down the lane, at the end I could see a room full of clowns looking back at me. The line of executives formed to the rap, and if I had stayed, I would have stood on that. Go on in. I walked in first and pulled down the shade. She said, take it easy, don't be afraid. You've got nothing to lose, you're at a penny arcade.
Mathesons of Bullring have second-hand cars to suit every pocket. For your second-hand car, see Mathesons.
For a meal to remember, try the Shangri-La restaurant. Chinese and European cuisine.
Blankets, blankets, blankets. 1,000 blankets at never-to-be-repeated prices at Walker's walk-around stores. Now.
House last night, all the shades were pulled down tight. Knock upon your door so light, but all I got was a whirring fright.
Mm-hmm. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me about the night? That day and that red carpet that you wrote. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I need a young big sister, and I did that to a show. I went for spaghetti, and I'm confetti, and it's not quite out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, and say it's very nice, and say you love it. Little sister, don't you know what your big sister does? Anytime I say your sister, well, she's got somebody good. She's mean and she's evil like a little girl, evil, gets the time I love with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you?
Well, coming up here to 8:30, son of a dream media aquí una horita menos en Inglaterra, en las Canarias. Seguimos con el sonido del garage rock and roll de los años 60, from the 60s. Although this band here that we're tuning into, the Incredible Staggers, the track called Little Sister, is actually a modern band, modern garage rock band from Vienna, Austria. Yes, Das Gras in Vienna. The Incredible Staggers.
Well, I used to put a big tree and a big downtown up there.
Burr, 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 burr.
But y'all better grow it and a baby has been showing from your head right down your toe. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you?
Just as aquí, After Hours, el rock de garage o de garaje. Es una forma sencilla y cruda del rock and roll creada por varias bandas de los Estados Unidos y Canadá a mediados de los años 60. Y el término rock del garaje viene de hecho de que la mayor parte de sus intérpretes eran bastante jóvenes y inexpertos, como Mr. Q. Y poseían escasa preparación como músicos. Y sobre todo, solían ensayar en el garaje de su casa. La música de estas bandas era, por lo general, mucho menos elaborada que el original que los inspiraba, dado que sus intérpretes poseían escasa pericia instrumental. Jóvenes de entre 15 y 20 años apenas sabían tocar unos pocos acordes, pero a cambio salió un sonido que se llamaba el garage rock. And here we go, the Journeyman, Surfer's Blues, number 7. Only with Mr. Q.
Surfer's Blues.
just tuned into the mid-60s Memphis garage band The Jesters, recorded for Sun Records in 1966. Actually listening to the Journeymen, yes, John Edmund Andrew Phillips, or better known as Papa John, from the Mamas and the Papas. And Phillips logged to have success in the music industry. One of his first bands in the 1960s was the Journeymen, with Scott McKenzie and Dick Wiseman, none the other, making a folk trio of three great songwriters, and they turned out to be the Journeymen. We continue here with the Mojo Men, Something Bad, to the 60s garage sound. Tuning into the Mojo Men, an American rock band based in San Francisco. They formed in 1965. The group underwent several names and personal changes until the 1969 breakup, and their highest charting Billboard Hot 100 single was a cover of Buffalo Springfield's Sit Down, I Think You Love, which peaked at number 36 in 1967. Well, the next track here is from the Barracudas to the Morlocks. In the fall of 1964, two young guitar players from Reading, Massachusetts, joined up with a fellow classmate who were already famous at school for their incredible ability to play the drum solo. Well, the Barracudas played at the typical school dances and events, but also performed their stuff with surf music at the local movie theaters. And in 1965, the Barracudas recorded a single titled Surf Run and Brainwashed, which was recorded in Wakefield, Massachusetts on the Melody Ranch label, and they then became the Morlocks. Well, here we go with the Morlocks, Dirty Red, 1968.
I said, girl, I kind of like your stuff. I said, girl, you better
with Mr. Q, 107.5. Son las 8 y 40 minutos aquí, seguimos. Atlético de Madrid 4, Real Madrid 0. Coming out 1966, Garage Punk, The Pirates.
Don't say your love will never die. Don't whisper low, don't stop the shout. I'm telling you now, I'm cutting out. Can't take no more, you're doing me wrong. You bet I'm sad, it's the same old song. Start to cry, don't try to pout. I just don't get it, I'm cutting out. Now find yourself another boy. I made it plain, I don't go that route. I've had enough and I'm cutting out.
The magnificent. I'm back with the shack of a soul, boss, most thundering, storming sound of soul.
Woke up this morning without a care. Reached over next to me, there was no one there.
Here on the waves, the Romancers, yes, the first East LA band to record an album and were a huge influence in the East Side sound from the early to mid-60s. They're also the first East LA band to work with a team of Billy Cardenas and Eddie Davies. Only members of the group lived in the Lincoln Heights district of East LA as they attended the local school there.
Other guys worry about their girls. Cause when they leave, they lose their world. But I don't care a bit about mine. She took my car, that's why I'm crying. She took my, oh, my 88, yeah.
Going from the Romancers, She Took My Car, 1966, to the Trademarks. Yes, the Trademarks. great jar here. '68, the Trademarks from Canada. Back. Yes, it's 8:47 here, local time, in Madrid, España. The only thing with these tracks from the early and mid-60s is that they don't last very long. And they obviously didn't have many DJs that had a smoke, you know what I mean? So that was a couple of puffs, and that was about it. But hey, children, you should not smoke, you know? Baja B-Rai from the Trademarks. The next one here from 1965. The Stranglers. Not the Stranglers, the Stranglers. The Stranglers Fever from Garage Rock, Rock and Roll. Guess where this one comes from and who wrote Fever. Well, in fact, the Stranglers, or in fact, probably said in English, the Strangers. Thank you very much. From Australia, they were a prolific recording artist in their 60s, backing most of the best Australian singers at the time.
Everybody's got the fever.
Well, they backed people like Colin Cook, notably, and they also recorded many 45s under their own name. The fantastic version of Fever that we're tuning into dates from 1965 or 66 and is one of their rarer 45s to find. Well, next up are the Sonics. Yes, another well-known track that we're going to listen to. An American garage rock band from the Tacoma, Washington, originating in the early 60s among the Sonics' contemporaries, where the Kingsmen, the Wailers also, the Dynamics, the Regents, and Paul Revere and the Raiders. Well, their aggressive, hard-edged sound has been a major influence on punk, on garage, and also on hard rock music worldwide. And they've been named as inspirations by Nirvana, Bruce Springsteen, The Boss, The Fool, and other major artists. Well, here we go with the Sonics and a famous track called Money. Show me the money.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money, that's what I want, yeah, that's what I that's what I want. Ooh. Lots of things are gonna kill you real, only one thing gonna pay my bills, and that's money.
Another band that we're highly influenced by, the Sonics, that we're just listening to, the Satelliters. Yes, they are a today's garage rock band, officially from Frankfurt or Darmstadt in Hessen in Germany, and influenced by the Sonics, the Kinks and the Remains and Shadows of Night and many more. Here we go with the Satelliters, Lost in Time, a bit like me.
When you threw my phone, I thought I really loved the town. My present is my past, my past and present left behind. Like water in a pond, there's no infinite escape.
going from one garage run band to the next, The Ruins, 1966, Michigan Garage. Titled The End, yes, and we're coming up towards the end. It's 5 minutes to 9 o'clock here. 5 minutos hasta las nueve. Una horita menos en el Reino Unido y en las Canarias.
I've been my kicks off, been on top. You're at the bottom, you're starting to rot. I warned you once, babe, I warned you twice. Promise you'd never take my advice. So it's the end. It's the end. You know what I'm talking about, baby. I'm telling you it's the end. Don't try to fix, baby, don't try to mend. I really love, babe, I gave my all. You took my money and I had a ball. I'm willing to forget the first time. You did it so often, baby, it was a crime. So it's the end. Yes, it is, baby. It's the end. It's the end, baby.
Guys, we're coming out to the last couple of tracks of the Pseudos, 1966 or so.
Yeah, it's a long way to nowhere.
A long way to nowhere.
Yeah, it's a long way on. Yeah, it's a long way to nowhere. Well, I flew into town, started looking around, trying to find a place where I could take off my shoes. Looking hard for a bar, trying to find where they are. Is there anybody in this town like to listen to some blues? Well, I walked in one, but the man said, son, we get a dozen. Ask that very same question every day. Said, we don't want no more. And as he slammed the door, he said, things are rough all over. Can't be on your way. Well, it's a long way home. Yeah, it's a long way to nowhere. Well, it's a long way home. Yeah, it's a long way to nowhere.
Okay, well, we're going to come up with a couple of birthday wishes here. Yes, it's that kind of month, in the month of February. Well, who we had a couple of days ago on February the 4th, that is Cooper. Duff McGann, also on the February the 5th. Yesterday, Axl Rose. Yes, of Guns N' Roses. And tomorrow we've got Vince Neil, born Vincent Neil Wharton, the Motley Crue. Well, last week, only a few days ago, John Linton also. Happy birthday to John. He was born 31st of January, 1950. The Museum of John in Holloway. John, happy birthday. Tommy Ramone from the Ramones also had his birthday last week. All these guys, you know, he was born in Budapest in Hungary, believe it or not. Well, there you go. Anyway, turning up with Lost in Time by the Garage Gods. It's a 60s garage track from the modern era.
When I was born, was not of my choosing. The stars aligned, imprinting the past into my mind. Ever since I was a child, I knew deep inside that somehow I had turned out different. Though I tried to conform to society's norms, no matter how hard I would try, I was lost in time.
Well, yes, that's what go through when you're tuning into El Foro Musicale, Mr. Q, Lost in Time.
Throughout my life, I've lived in frustration, knowing that I was not from this generation. Others cannot relate to my peculiar taste. I'm an old soul in a modern world. Am I from outer space or just born out of place? The past is the present I must find. I'm lost in time. Lost in time, lost in time.
We've gone past our shed here of 9 o'clock. Yes, so os digo gracias por escuchar el foro musical, Mr. Q. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, don't forget to turn the lights out as you go from el foro musical, Mr. Q. We'll be back next Saturday. Don't remember, 8 till 9 o'clock here, www.radionace.org. And you can track this program and all the past programs also on the blog of Mr. Q, el blog de Mr. Q, el foro musical de Mr. Q.blogspot.com.es.
What is my destiny?
Lost in Time by the Garage Gods. Leave you and love you. I know good things go fast. And thanks for tuning in, Sassy and the Pirate out there.
So just born out.
Keep on running.
The past.
Keep fit.
Is the place I must find.
Cause I'm lost in time.
Lost in time. Lost in time. Lost in time.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q? Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Well,
no
there you
trouble.
Go.
I'm all about that bass.
Megan Trainor, all about that bass.
I'm all about that bass.
Baby, I love ya. Till next week. And move that body.
About that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size.
Right, they're kicking me out now. So leave you and love you. Bye bye.
Always like a little more booty to hold. And no, it won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.